Okay, let's find out. Here's what I want you to do. Look at your list, and here's what I want you to do. I want you to circle everything on your list that has the live natural water still in it. Now, beer does not count. That is not live natural water because it's got the product of decay built into it. Fermentation, right? So we're not talking about beer, and milk does not count. Okay, I'm talking about real foods. I'm basically talking about real foods with real natural waters unadulterated. So for example, it'd be fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, fresh fruit juice, fresh vegetable juice, right? Coffee? That is not natural water, even slightly. Oh my gosh. Somebody said, what about rice? Let me ask you a question. How much water is there in rice? Let me help you with this. Here's a steak. Here's a watermelon. Which one do you think has a bit of live water in it? Good clue, okay? So only circle those things that truly have their live waters in them. Go ahead and do that real fast, and then look up. Does water count? Water would count. Soup could, if it's vegetable soup, I guess. Cooked vegetables would be okay, but I would go with something closer to live. Just do it real quick. And now here's the question. What I want to know is, how many of you in this room right now, your diet reflects nature? Nature is 70% of the earth is water. 70-80% of your body's made up of water. If I took all the water out of your body, we could put your body in a little bag about this big. You're mostly water, that's a fact. So how many of you then, does it make sense that 70% of your diet should be water rich in nature, water content type of foods? Yes or no? Great. Raise your hand if your current diet is 70% water content. Look around the room how small it is. Now, why would you want to have a water rich diet? Because water is absolutely critical to life. It is the number one solvent. It's basically what all these things in your body are made up of that transport things like blood. It is something you have to have. It's only below oxygen in its nutrient value and importance. It is the medium of the body. You can lose lots of other things, but you can't lose too much water and stay alive. So water is critical, and it's the number one source to cleanse the body. And cells need what? They need oxygen, they need nutrients, which water helps them to get, and they need to cleanse. And without the water, you don't cleanse. You clog. And then you got major problems. How many of you in this room have 50% water content? Very small. How many of you have 25% water content? Okay, here's the real one. How many of you have about 15% water content or less? Raise your hand, nice and high. 70% of your diet should consist of water-rich foods. This allows your body to cleanse itself, and failing to consume this percentage of water means you're clogging the body, not cleansing it. Now, most of you are the next category. A typical American diet consists of only about 15% water-rich foods. 15% water content in my diet is suicide. Suicide. Because what you are doing every single day is you are clogging your system day by day, and then you're gonna have problems, you're gonna call it aging. What it is you've been clogging your whole life. And it's just building up more and more and more so you're not getting it. I want you guys to get it. You must change your diet so it has more water content. You go, well, Tony, how do I do that? Well, think about it. So easy. What if every meal from now on, you always have a salad with a meal, number one? What if number two, you drink water before a meal, before the meal, so you don't overeat? Because how many find if you drink a lot of water, you don't feel quite so hungry? Let me see your hand. Say, I. Let me tell you the first secret. You feel starved? First secret, breathe.